G'day, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural Year's Close-Up podcast. The cotton industry is looking to boost productivity while solving the problem of textile waste. A trial this season will see about 2 tonnes of 100% cotton products shredded, then spread onto a cotton farm in Goondiwindi. To find out a little bit more about this project, I caught up with Cotton Australia's supply chain manager, Brooke Summers.
We're up here in Goondiwindi with a really interesting trial, which is taking 2 tonnes of cotton material at the end of its life. We've shredded that up and we're putting it back on the farm to see whether or not we can get a benefit for soil health.
So when you say you're putting it back on the farm, what do you mean?
What we've done is we've taken that 2 tonnes of material. So Sheridan donated sheets and towels, and we've got uniforms from the Queensland Emergency Services. We've shredded that up into a very fine particle. We've added some compost to it, and we've actually spread it out onto a cotton field that will be planted in cotton in October. And we're going to take some soil tests to see whether or not we can increase microbial activity, retain water and capture carbon in the soil, which will both provide a solution to textile waste and also a benefit to our cotton soil.
Outstanding. How much of a issue is textile waste, particularly, I guess, cotton?
Well, we know that we, as Australians, produce about 800,000 tonnes of textile waste each year. We don't actually have a figure on how much of that's cotton versus synthetics, but what we do know is that cotton breaks down fast in the natural environment. It's biodegradable, it's recyclable, but synthetic fibres are not. Our research shows that polyester and nylon and those other synthetic fibres just don't break down in the natural environment, which is why we've taken 100% cotton products to put them back on the farm, because we know the worms and the microbes really love to eat that cotton product.
Delicious. So tell me a little bit more about the future of this project, because first time around, it is great because you've had 100% shredded cotton products donated. But how do you go about it, which, touch wood, it is a success, that you'll be able to take other textiles or take more textiles on board and separate the cotton from the synthetics?
Yeah. So it's a really great question. So what we're hoping with this project is that we can find a scalable solution to textile waste. And what we know already is that using 100% cotton is going to be part of that solution in our products. So this is a trial, so we're going to learn a lot from this. We'll probably also uncover some challenges that we need to put some more research and development into, such as the effects of dyes and finishes on our cotton soil, because obviously we don't want to be doing anything to affect our soil health in an adverse way. And once we've made those learnings, then we're going to open this project up to more partners, consumers, brands and other industries potentially, to see how we can really try and ramp this up and find a solution on a large scale, even a global scale, for textile waste.
And as far as, planting cotton crops in soil that's based with cotton or ex-cotton, is there going to be any issues with growing, do you think, or the fibres that are released in the soil that the plants are going to be relying on to grow?
We actually think it's going to have a beneficial effect on soil health, which is why we're doing the project in the first place. We think it'll retain moisture in the soil, it'll lock in carbon, and it'll also help increase the microbial activity in the soil, so the bugs and the worms, which will break down our soils and make them beautiful and healthy and ready to plant our next cotton crop.
And Brooke, last one, the great thing about doing this is you should have relatively quick results. What does the time frame and the timeline look like, not only over the course of this research, but I guess over the next couple of years as well?
Well, look, we need to be patient with this, because we do know it doesn't take very long for cotton to break down in soil. In our lab test, it broke down completely in 24 weeks. But this test is going to be for a whole cotton season. So we're not going to be planting cotton into this paddock until October. Then we will look at the soil health during the harvest, which will be next March or April. So it really is a bit of a long-term effect. And we think also over time, the organic matter that can build up in the soil will produce better yields and better soils for the longer term.
An exciting project happening in Queensland there. That was Cotton Australia's supply chain manager, Brooke Summers. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.